father such a clout that he fell to the ground, crawling back to his place on all fours. I did not move. What had happened to me? My father had just been struck before my very eyes, and I had not flickered an eyelid. I had looked on and said nothing. Yesterday, I should have sunk my nails into the criminal's flesh. Had I changed so much then, so quickly? Now remorse began to gnaw at me. I thought only, I shall never forgive them for that. My father must have guessed my feelings. He whispered in my ear, "It doesn't hurt." His cheek still bore the red mark of the man's hand. "Everyone outside!" 10 gypsies had come and joined our supervisor. Whips and truncheons cracked round me. My feet were running without my being aware of it. I tried to hide from the blows behind the others. The spring sunshine. "Form fives!" The prisoners whom I had noticed in the morning were working at the side. There was no guard near them, only the shadow of the chimney. Dazed by the sunshine and by my reverie, I felt someone tugging at my sleeve. It was my father. "Come on, my boy." We marched on. Doors opened and closed again. On we went between the electric wires. At each step, a white placard with a death's head on it stared us in the face. A caption, "Warning, danger of death." Mockery. Was there a single place here where you were not in danger of death? The gypsies stopped near another barracks. They were replaced by SS who surrounded us. Revolvers, machine guns, police dogs. The march had lasted half an hour. Looking around me, I noticed that the barbed wires were behind us. We had left the camp. It was a beautiful April day. The fragrance of spring was in the air. The sun was setting in the west. But we had been marching for only a few moments.